And it's 14 minutes past six here on SAFM. This is the SAFM market update with Money Web. I'm Sikim Gabadeli. We're in Parliament, just outside the National Assembly, after the tabling of the budget for 2017-2018. We're in conversation now with Colin Wolfson, who is a tax expert with SAICA. We're chatting to Lisuba Mutata, who is with Investment Solutions, Maudi Linzwane of Luhumo Capital. Maudi, let me start with you, just looking at these markets. We're down, but is it necessarily in reaction to the budget?
I think yes and no. You know, yes, in a sense that there were a couple of negatives, I must say, when you look at the budget. But also, I think there were areas where there were some really positives. One negative would have been, you know, the tax increase that we've seen, particularly for private, for personal income tax. You know, on the dividend side as well. So that would have been very negative. But I think when you look at where the money, and I think this is what the minister really emphasized on, the fact that the money will be raised, and I think there are some clearly defined, you know, investment projects that will be, that where the money will be spent on.
Yeah.
I think for a very long time, the biggest challenge has always been borrowing or increasing this expenditure, but channeling it to the wrong places.
Okay.
Where it's more consumption led, you know, paying hefty wage bills. But it looks like for as long as you raise the tax, but you're able to employ it effectively,
okay,
that's key.
And staying with tax, Colin, I'll bring you into this conversation. There were some significant announcements there. We've talked a bit about some of them with business, the new 45% tax rate for those earning more than 1.5 million rand, that 32% increase that we saw in the dividend withholding tax, for example. We're still waiting to hear when the sugar tax will be implemented, and then he also gave us a quick update on the carbon tax as well. So what was surprising for you?
I think what was surprising actually in the main was the fact that, you know, it was obviously a very difficult budget to balance. And the minister had to take the decision, whether he takes a political decision or not to increase the rate of VAT. He was looking to raise an additional approximately 28 billion rand. And if you look at how that's been made up, he's raising it by the additional marginal rate, raising it to 45%. He's raising an additional 16.5 billion.
Yeah.
Increasing the dividends tax, he's going to raise another 6.8 billion. The excise and the fuel levies is 5.1 billion. That comes to 28.4 billion. Had he increased VAT just by 1%, that would have collected an additional 22.34 billion. So it's quite a hard knock. And as you spoke about the new carbon tax, the revised sugar tax coming in, but there are a couple of other items, purely just the fuel levy increase of 30 cents a litre and the 9%, 9 cents a litre road accident fund. That's 39 cents a litre. That's going to be hit our inflation rate. And what's really worrying is the fact that they're proposing that the VAT is going to be charged on fuel in the 2018-2019 year. That's going to add 14% to our fuel price. So it's rather concerning of where this is going. Even saying, on the other hand, though, that he had to balance the budget somewhere. You know, yes, he's made very little change to the tax threshold, the rebates per se. It's minuscule changes. So the credit, the bracket creep is going to also increase tax collections. And I think one of the things that people haven't noticed, that because you're now going to have a 45% maximum marginal rate, the effective rate of capital gains tax for individuals is going to increase again from 16.4% to 18%, and trusts will go from 32.8% to 36%. So again, there's going to be a significant increase in collections by SARS. I mean, when capital gains tax was first introduced in South Africa, as it happened in Australia and other Western countries, the collections from capital gains tax are something like 10 or 20 times higher than they ever anticipated them. So I believe from a collections point of view, SARS is definitely, and the government's going to be much stronger this year. But it is scary that it is all going to be collected from a very small tax base.
And I want to talk a little bit about how, like, how much more room there will be to stretch the within that limited tax base that you've been talking about. But listen, let me bring you into this conversation because Colin makes an interesting point about, you know, some of the possibly unintended consequences of the rejigging here in the tax.
Indeed, it's quite a thing. It's interesting that also the JSE is down. I think disposable income at the top end is significantly eroded.
Yeah, certainly.
And that will impact retail sales. It will impact activity there, and I think that's why we've seen some sell-off there. The unintended consequences of tax are something to think about, but you know, if you recall what has happened at the World Economic Forum, there's a discussion that was ongoing and the clarity of the fact that we're in an unequal society and it exacerbates. Piketty, he's been leading this discussion. In fact, his expressions, if you can look them clearly, they exhibit some of the ideas that have been put down from that.
Yeah.
There's merit in this. And I do think that there needs to be a concerted effort for everyone else to participate in making sure that growth is coming and paying some of these taxes, because the inequality, it's so tangible.
And Colin, he also spent some time talking about illicit financial flows, base erosion, profit shifting, and so on. And in fact, encouraged more people to disclose, should they not have disclosed. I think they said that they'd collected about 3.8 billion. That sounds very little given some of the figures that have been thrown out there in the past about how much money might be going under the radar.
Yes, but the minister referred specifically to the special voluntary disclosure program,
yes,
where they've raised an extra 600 million in tax so far. This is very early days. We still have a number of months to go for the special voluntary disclosure program to carry on. And I think the minister is just reminding everybody in South Africa, if people have not been declaring the correct income, times are going to get tougher. I mean, one of the comments that I noticed in the documentation is that penalties for example, for late payment of tax are going to increase from 10% to 10.5%.
Yeah.
So definitely the message is coming across very clearly that SARS wants to collect and is entitled to collect any taxes that they're supposed to be, and profit shifting and all these tricks of the trade that some of the rogues are doing, they're going to put a stop to it, and SAICA definitely subscribes to that.
Yeah. All right, Maudi, let's talk a little bit about state-owned enterprises. He spent some time there as well, and we know that they were under the spotlight when the ratings agencies were here, and they wanted two main things. They wanted them to be properly financially managed, and they also wanted sound corporate governance. Do you get a sense that we're making headway there?
No, certainly. I think the message was very clear. I mean, if you just look at some of these state-owned enterprises, they failed dismally in terms of corporate governance over the past couple of, you know, we've seen the events, we've seen the SABCs. So they've failed tremendously, and we've spent quite a huge sums of money bailing out some of SAA, you know, continuously. And that's got to stop. If we are to really build and achieve this fiscal consolidation that we in and really deliver on the promises that we've done, that government has done, these wasteful expenditures cannot continue.
Yeah.
And I think the message was very, very clear. It's now just about implementation of that.
Nasima?
If I can just come in,
Yes, you may.
And that is the minister's gone on with his medium-term budget proposals, and he's the one person in this country that's going to get this right, and that is this wasted expenditure and unauthorized expenditure. When we talk about the 10 billion rands, or 20 billion rands even, of unauthorized expenditure by government departments. So the minister talked about the new procurement rules, and I believe that this is going to make a significant difference to stop wasting money in the country, and it's going to be very positive.
And absolutely, it'll make a big difference with all these holes that we need to plug.
No, it's this independent power producers that are very interesting in this budget. Mm. They're now including the 200 billion rands that's going to be spent in the medium term on renewable energy as part of guarantees. What that means is, Eskom, as it is, has had guarantees from the National Treasury.
Yes.
In addition to that, they're now including the component of it that is for renewable energy. So the National Treasury is now more vulnerable to the performance of Eskom as an entity.
Mm.
So should things go pear-shaped in that power utility, the financial vulnerability will be directly felt in the fiscus. And I think there will be a much more focus in terms of making sure that the turnaround that we're seeing in Eskom is sustainable, and it continues to be profitable.
And we didn't see any new allocation for nuclear, for example. I think things stay as they were in what he had said in the October medium-term budget. But do you think then that if they are doing that with renewable energy, it means that they're going to try for more oversight over Eskom than the public enterprises?
I would imagine that. And in fact, they're very clear that these guarantees come with a much more, call it, intrusive discussion that happens at the incumbent institution, and I think the National Treasury has been doing it over time, and they'll do it much more now.
Okay, Colin, we're worried about debt. Obviously, we're worried about the increasing interest payments. I think it's probably what's the first is the highest rising item in the budget. Are you concerned, or at least how closely are you watching the timetable that they seem to be setting themselves to reduce that debt?
Well, the fact that the minister's budgeted a 3.1 deficit of the deep GDP, that is worrying, but he's definitely stating that that's going to be reducing over the next couple of years. So the fact is that they are planning to reduce it. He's very well aware of the cost of debt. I mean, that is crippled some other world economies. And I believe that our minister will get that right, with increase the collections, with the growth that's been planning from 0.5% to 1.3%, as the minister said, that's not good enough, but it will grow. And our economy will grow with the government enhancing these sustainability programs, trying to stimulate the budget, tightening up on wasted finances. There's going to be growth in our economy, and that's going to generate extra income and able to reduce the debt in the future.
All right, I want to get from all of you a quick wrap in terms of if you think this is enough to keep the ratings agencies at bay.
Yeah, I really think what needs to happen technically is that Standard & Poor's at the end of the year will have had us for 24 months on negative watch. This outcome here that we're looking at, I think, is strong enough that when they do sit in December, they should think not of downgrading, but upgrading SA to a stable outlook.
Wow, I like you. Maudi, your thoughts?
No, I think, certainly, I think perhaps sufficient enough to sort of avoid the downgrade. And there's a lot of ifs. If we don't get now more political instability, if we do, chances are that we'll most probably almost reverse what we've had today.
All right. And Colin, I'll give you final word.
I tend to agree that we should not get a downgrade, and hopefully we'll get an upgrade, which would even help with the financing of the debt.
Absolutely, because then we would be credit worthy, I think, is
Absolutely.
What the minister called it. Thank you so much to all three of you for your time today. Colin Wolfson is a tax expert with SAICA. Lesiba Mutata is with Investment Solutions. And Amaudi Linzwane is the MD of Luhumo Capital. And that brings us to the end of this edition of the SAFM Market Update with MoneyWeb coming to you from Parliament. A quick reminder that all shared down 0.9% at 52,088. The Rand, 1307 to the dollar, 1626 against the pound, and 1374 against the euro. We're back tomorrow. Bye-bye.